advertisers work harder and harder these days to get our attention, which is how an ad came about that provoked this response when we showed it to NPR producer Amy Walters.
Oh, that was disgusting.
Slate's Rob Walker has this ad report card on a commercial that's sure to make you squirm, too.
When animated roaches tremble in a TV ad, you can be sure a heroic can of bug spray is about to make an appearance. But it's tougher to make this time-honored advertising strategy work than you might think. You don't actually want your spokesvillain to be so revolting that everyone watching simply changes the channel, right? Consider a recent ad for a medication called Lamisil.
Oh, hey, hi, I'm Digger. Don't
Digger, the commercial's protagonist, is a rather hideous creature. He has a big, wide, thin-lipped mouth, slitty eyes, jutting ears, a tail, creepy little spots, nasty tufts of hair jutting out of his body, also claws. Digger announces that he is a
dermatophyte, you know, a nail infection.
Aha. Now Digger darts over to a huge toe, a normal-looking human toe, and says,
all I want is to get in here and live under your nail.
Then he reaches up and pulls the toenail back. This is horrifying. It's what provoked that response from Amy.
Oh, that was disgusting.
Even worse, Digger immediately wiggles under the lifted toenail, oblivious to the yelping home viewer.
You can't get me with clippers or those surface treatments you try on your own. I'm in too deep in your nail bed.
He dances onto a pinkish landscape that's identified as your nail bed, and a dozen more creatures just like him materialize and begin clawing away. The landscape turns brown and cracked. We cut to a picture of a sick-looking toe as an announcer asks,
do you have thick, discolored, or flaky nails?
And before you can scream, no, I do not. Why are you torturing me? He goes on to explain that
millions of people do.
And Lamisil, a prescription pill, may solve the problem and so on. Now, why would Novartis, which makes Lamisil, want to inflict such a disturbing set of images on an unsuspecting public? Well, because presumably some members of that public really do have discolored or flaky nails, and they probably really want to do something about it. It's true, as many a culture pundit has said for years, that we live in a world more niche-oriented than ever. Marketers have further predicted that in the future, everything will be sold through niche channels, neatly matching audience with product. But Lamisil raises the obvious question about this theory. Will there someday be a world in which it's possible to micro-target dermatophyte sufferers? How? Will there be a special channel for them, a magazine? Will something about their spending patterns at Amazon.com give them away? Well, maybe. Meanwhile, many more of us will see the likes of Digger than ever wanted to. But if someday we find that our toenails are suddenly yellow and flaky, we'll quite likely remember him. We might remember him like a bad dream.
Hi, I'm Digger.
But we'll remember him. And that's all the makers of Lamisil really want.
Rob Walker writes his ad report card for Slate, and you can reach him at robwalker.net. At least I think that's the address. If it's not, I'll be back later in the program with a correction.